After breakfast, he was in his room, putting the finishing touches to his golfing costume. Fortune had again allotted the colonel to him for a partner, when one of the maids came in.
"Oh, if you please," she said. "Would you like any extra blankets on your bed, sir?"
"Ah, thank you," said Parkins. "Yes, I think I should like one. It seems likely to turn rather colder." In a very short time, the maid was back with the blanket.
"Which bed should I put it on, sir?" she asked.
"What? Why, that one, the one I slept in last night," he said, pointing to it.
"Oh, yes, I beg your pardon, sir, but you seem to have tried both of them. Leastways, we had to make them both up this morning."
"Really? How very absurd," said Parkins. "I certainly never touched the other, except to lay some things on it. Did it actually seem to have been slept in?"
"Oh, yes, sir," said the maid. "Why, all the things was crumpled and thrown about always, if you'll excuse me, sir. Quite as if anyone hadn't passed but a very poor night, sir."
"Dear me," said Parkins. "Well, I may have disordered it more than I thought when I unpacked my things. I'm very sorry to have given you the trouble, I'm sure. I expect a friend of mine soon, by the way, a gentleman from Cambridge, to come and occupy it for a night or two. That will be all right, I suppose, won't it?"
"Oh, yes, to be sure, sir. Thank you, sir. It's no trouble, I'm sure," said the maid, and departed to giggle with her colleagues.